five fingers and fear.
Changing is not easy, but changing your life, changing habits, reinventing yourself.
Yeah.
You will win if you don't quit. Even a broke clock is right twice a day.
It's an experience. This is the Kairos Moment with Pastor Jack on Active FM.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Kairos Moment on the Active FM. Such a privilege always to be on the program and to bring a word of encouragement and motivation. And I pray that you're going to be inspired today. My name is Jack Chirua, the pastor of the Full Gospel Church of God in Johannesburg, South Africa. Let us pray together. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we want to thank you for the opportunity to listen to your word, to be inspired, to be motivated, to be encouraged. I pray for every listener, whichever part of the world they're listening from, that you would help them, minister to them. And I pray that your word will not return to you void, but will accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. I want to share with you on a subject that's entitled Fighting the Fight and Running the Race. Fighting the Fight and Running the Race. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. The word of God reads, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Life can sometimes be like a fight, especially when we experience so many blows from time to time. And therefore, one would not be required to stand and do nothing. We fight back, but from a place of victory. The Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities in heavenly places. Life can also be compared to running a race, a marathon for that matter. You know, I always remember our annual school cross-country marathons. There was a bunch of excited kids that were keen, you know, to run off and take off in a sprint when the gun would go off. And they would be, you know, just sprinting and showing off their muscles. But then shortly afterwards, they would be extremely exhausted. And the fellow athletes that they left behind would pass them one by one. And that is the whole secret about a marathon. It's not a sprint. Life is not a sprint. It's a marathon. And therefore, one needs to learn to pace yourself. Fighting, running, and life have a few things in common. Fighting, running, and life have a few things in common. Number one, it's personal. When you fight in the natural, you fight for yourself. You don't fight for other people. You don't fight for somebody else. You can support them, but you can't fight for them. That's my point. It's important for us to understand that there are battles we all fight in life, and no one can fight those battles for you. There are battles you're going to fight in your business, and no one will fight those battles for you. You have to fight them yourself. There are battles that just have been ordained for you. Running is exactly the same. In the natural, we all run our race. You run your race, I run my race, I've got my own lane, you've got your own lane. No one can run the race for someone else. It's been ordained for you. Life is exactly the same. No one can live your life for you. You've got to live it yourself. It's personal. Number two, it's time bound. Every proper fight in the natural is bound to time. There's a specific time given in which you need to fight. The starting time and the finishing time. Running in the natural is also time bound. You have to run within a specified time frame. Every fight has a finish line and every race has a finish line. Life, unfortunately, is also time bound. Whatever we have to do or achieve, we can only do within a specified time. The Word of God tells us in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 16 to redeem the time. for the days are evil. We need to have an urgency to finish our God-given assignment within the time allocated to us. Time allocation in life differs from person to person. Your time allocation is not my time allocation. My time allocation is not the same as your time allocation. Number three, it has the need for endurance. It has a need for endurance. Every fighter understands the meaning of the word endurance, because every fighter will have the urge to quit. But the victory is not in the quitting. The victory is in persevering. The word of God tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3 to endure hardship as good soldiers of Christ. Every runner understands the word endurance, because the urge to quit never spares the runner either. And sometimes life can get all too much, but quitting is not an option. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're treading seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile but you have a sigh, when care is pressing you down, a bit of rest, if you must, you must rest, but don't quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many a fellow turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering man. Often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victory's cup. And he learned too late, when the night came down, how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out, a silver tint in the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It might be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when you're hardest hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. Just a little bit of a poetry there to just encourage somebody that might be feeling like quitting right now. Endurance is the key. You've got to endure. You've got to endure. Number four, life fights and races have this in common. It has a specific motivation. Every fighter is motivated to gain something at the end of the fight. Every runner is motivated to gain something at the end of the finish line. Every runner is looking forward to that prize. If your life will be meaningful, it will have to be motivated by something. There has to be a reason to wake up every morning. The reason most people give up on life is because nothing motivates them anymore to wake up in the morning. The question is, what is your motivation? What keeps you going in life? The Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7 and 8, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me, but also to all, not only to me, but also to those who have loved his appearing. So there was a motivation. It's important to have a motivation. Hallelujah. In conclusion, Hudson Taylor said, unless there's an element of risk in our exploits for God, there is no need for faith. This man was one of the world's greatest missionaries. Many times he had setback after setback, but continued to fight the good fight of faith, including the God factor in many risky endeavors for God. He was highly motivated by the millions in China he believed were on a fast road to hell. without the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that is what motivated him. What motivates you in life? What helps you get up in the morning? What keeps you going when everything else seems to be falling apart? There has to be a bigger motivation. So what have we spoken about? We've spoken about the similarities, things in common between fighting, running, and life. Number one, it's personal. Number two, it's time bound. Number three, it has the need for endurance. Number four, it has a specific motivation. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now for every man, every woman listening to this program, that you will help them, that you will inspire them, that you will motivate them, that you will help them become all that you intended for them to be. I pray a blessing over them. I pray that you're going to give them endurance, perseverance, help them to push through regardless of the difficulties and challenges of life in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for victory in every situation, in every area of their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for tuning in. This has been the Kairos Moment on the Active FM. God bless you. Thank you.